Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi Edmund, how are you?
Salut, ce faci?
bine. I should answer in Dutch, but I don't know Dutch at all. Yeah,
I understand.
I'm fine. You speak Romanian just a few words, or I understand you were in Romania for a while.
Yes, I have quite a special relationship with Romania, and I've been there a couple of times as well. Too bad I don't speak too much Romanian, so it's only like the basic greetings, etc.
Yeah, Edmund, tell us a little about your activity. What are you doing?
Thank you. Well, I call myself a personal branding videographer. I film mostly for speakers, coaches, and experts, both in Netherlands where I'm based, but also for some international clients. So yes. I help them to reach their audience, whether it's via YouTube, other social media, or to help them to help more people by creating video courses or to film them on stage. Basically, anything that they need when it comes to personal branding.
Okay, great. So basically, you are working the video part of personal brandings and you are focused on this one.
Yes. So basically, video is what I do. This is my skill set. However, given how, a broader context, I also mm-hmm. need to understand marketing and branding. Well, I don't consider myself an expert. However, it's very important for me to understand how the modern marketing works, to understand what works in 2020. So even though I don't really spend, I don't really consider it as a part of my services. It's very important for me that, that I understand what works today.
Yeah. Edmund, I know you work with, experts, speakers, authors. You also work with models and, you had some projects for the real estate area.
True.
Let's speak a little more about personal branding for speakers, for authors, for trainers, mm-hmm. well, influencers, actually. Why is personal branding important? Because, you know, many people just start publishing books and doing stuff, and they are not paying so much attention to create a brand behind everything they do. Why is personal branding so important?
Well, I think that's personal branding these days is very important because at the end of the day, we do business people to people. So of course, corporate branding is very important and it's a very important part of every business. However, at the end of the day, it's all about relationships that we have with each other. And that's why personal branding, the name says it already, it's more personal. And it helps to develop the right connection that you have with your audience, with your target group. So it's more direct, it's more human, it's more emotional as well. So this way we make it all simpler, both for ourselves and both for the people we want to help and inspire as mm-hmm. well. So that's yes. how I would describe the importance of personal branding these days.
Basically, personal branding, it is also something that could help us in developing our business. Like, you know, maybe I'm an author, I published a few books, but by working on creating a brand, this could help him in the future for the next books I publish.
Absolutely. So, you know, personal branding is quite a broad term. I usually focus on the video marketing part of it, so meaning like what kind of videos you need, etc. But yeah, your personal brand is something for the long term, something you invest in, something you build. It's a bit of your online presence. It's a bit of your online reputation. And yeah, it will help you to create fans and followers.
Now about video marketing, where is your area of expertise? Why is video marketing important?
I think that video marketing is important because it makes a lot of things much easier and cheaper. So, you know, there are many ways in which we can reach people. There are many ways in which we can get new students, new readers for your next book or new clients. And I consider video one of the best experiences. Let me put it in other way. Video is the closest experience when it comes to, it comes the closest to a real experience, like one-to-one. It's much more powerful than just image or just audio or just text. You can do so much with storytelling. You can do so much with the music, with the voice, with the text. You can illustrate your message. You can illustrate what you want to communicate. And what's even more important these days is, you know, 20 years ago, if you would like to produce a good video, you would have to hire the whole production company. You would spend a lot of money. And at the end of the day, the only place where you could actually show your video or commercial or something would probably be TV. And that would be, that would be expensive as well. So let's say back in the days, and it's really not so long time ago, video marketing was exclusive to big brands who have a big budget. These days, it's much more democratic. It's much more accessible, meaning we have the right platforms. We have the right online platforms like YouTube, but also Facebook and Instagram, to reach audiences, not only in our own country, not only in our own niche, but international, like worldwide. So it's just in 10 days, everything, in 10 years, everything changed so much. And right now, even though we think like, we may even feel like, okay, what's, I can't even imagine what's going to be next. 10 years from now, we're going to have completely different solutions, completely different reality. But I still think that video will play a very important role, if not even a bigger role.
And I know you worked with some people who are experts in a way or another. Maybe they are coaches or authors or speakers. Can you tell us a little bit from your experience, how did video marketing help them in their business, first of all, and in their branding?
That's a very good question. First of all, I think that video is an ideal solution whether you have a budget or you don't. Meaning that these days, if you have a good phone, like a smartphone, like a usual smartphone, you can already record yourself. You can already record content, but also video, like information products that you can sell. You know, you can film testimonials with of your clients recommending you. You know, there are so many ways, and this is how I've been helping my clients as well, with different types of videos that they can use for different purposes. You know, whether it's to get new clients, whether it's to grow the online following, sell a product, sell a seminar. So usually when I sit down with my clients, we look at, you know, okay, what's the end goal? What do they want to achieve? And then I advise them the types of videos that they need. You know, so sometimes it's a very simple video that they can film themselves, and sometimes it's a more professional video that they want to outsource, etc.
Yes. For example, I have a friend who is a successful trainer in Romania. And this is one of the questions he asked me. does he need to buy professional equipment and stuff like that to start using videos in the marketing process, or can he just start by using a phone?
The answer is absolutely yes. He can start by using a phone, and there's a very interesting advantage to it, you know, because when you're using your phone, of course the videos may not be very professional, but they will be very authentic and spontaneous, meaning that, you know, whoever sees the video, they know that the author really wants to help. You know, he's not waiting to, buy a very, very expensive equipment or to hire a very... He really wants to help right here, right now with the resources that he or she has. You know, and I think that that's very powerful. You know, also the video like this, it doesn't feel like someone is selling you something. So it comes over as more authentic and more congruent. So I think, yes, absolutely. And that's also what I recommend to my new clients is like, hey, don't wait till you have a certain budget or a certain camera. Yeah. Just start creating value right now. You know, it's not really that difficult. Of course, in the beginning, it can be out of the comfort zone. It can be, it's new, it's exciting. But I think that after a couple of times, after a couple of videos or live streams, it gets easier and it gets a lot fun as well.
Yeah, basically, if I understand you, it's about creating value and gaining experience, even if there are some problems, some things that are not quite perfect at all.
Well, I think that, you sum up really well. I think it's how they call it, taking imperfect action or taking massive action. You know, because very often when we start doing something new, we come up with those genius arguments why we shouldn't. You know, our rectal brain will come up like, okay, you're not ready for this, you don't have the right camera, you know, you, etc., etc. Those are all very smart arguments. But at the end of the day, you know, everyone that we follow, whether it's Gary Vee or Tony Robbins, they all started somewhere. And all of them started with zero experience, you know. You can never be fully ready, just as you can never be perfect. So my advice is always just don't think too much, just have fun and try focusing on giving value. And the golden rule is always, if you know just a little bit more than your audience, then you are already entitled to make a video or make content because it makes sense.
And it's also about, I guess it's about the process you are in and you are learning. So maybe we should think in a longer term. It's not really good today. I still have to learn. But if I go through this process in a few months, mm-hmm. a few years, I can be really good at it.
Well, I think, yes, absolutely. I think I always... So to my clients, like, listen, this is not a sprint. This is going to be a marathon, mm-hmm. you know, but you're gonna thank yourself 1 year, 2-3 years from now for beginning. You know, it's again, trying to do it. I also had clients who wanted like, you know, the maximum budget and maximum effects, etc. And eventually we would spend weeks or even months creating videos that they eventually didn't even feel confident to publish after all, you know? So the idea is not to think too much about it and just go do it.
Edmund, I saw you are creating showreels. Mm-hmm. What's a showreel?
Okay, so a showreel, and I'm very surprised that still quite a lot of speakers don't know what it is and why they need it. Yes. So when you are a speaker, you need what they call a speaker showreel. So a speaker showreel is a short video, maybe 2, maybe 3 minutes long, that shows you on stage speaking. So it can contain different clips of different stages where you speak. So this is with audio. And a speaker showreel is a video that event organizers and speaker bureaus use to determine whether he wants to book you or not. This is like the, well, I can say the most important video the most important professional video that you need as a speaker. Just like an actor who wants to be cast in the new Hollywood movie, you know, this actor or actress also needs a showreel. So with speakers, it's the same.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From your experience, what are some of the most important things a speaker, you know, a trainer, an expert actually should take into consideration when they start creating a showreel?
Okay, so first of all, at some point you're gonna need a showreel. So even if you don't have so much footage of you on stage, even if you only have like one or two clips, that is usually enough. That's usually enough to have a speaker showreel. This is a video that doesn't have to be perfect, but I do encourage to find someone who actually knows how to edit video in order to edit your speaker showreel. It doesn't have to be an expert. It doesn't have to be the best videographer, you know, but someone who knows how what looks professional, because this is a speaker showreel is a business card for you as a speaker. You know, you use it in the same way. So when it comes to the content, you want to show, first of all and above all, you want to show how you look like on stage, how you come across, what your topic is, and
yes.
I usually also, when editing the speaker showreels for my clients, I usually also try to illustrate different things. You know, I try to do a little bit of positioning. So who are they and what is the topic that they teach? Maybe by using some titles, but you can also even hire a voiceover actor to talk about you.
Yes.
If you have some media pieces, like for instance, if you had a TV interview or if you were on a podcast, you can use that as well, or throw in some logos, and yes. And of course, because it is a video and it is a part of it is a piece of communication, make sure to have a good call to action. But it's 9 out of 10 times it's very easy, because the call to action will be something like book now or go to the website, this URL, to book this speaker.
The audience for Showly, basically, first of all, companies that could be interested in your services, that could book you.
Yes.
So basically, you are talking to them because it's important, you know. I mean, you're not talking to people who want to just read your blog.
No. So a speaker showreel is not your YouTube channel trailer, or, you know, this is not a typical, it is more like a B2B video. It's like a business presentation of you as a speaker.
What are some of the most common mistakes people do when they create a showreel, and generally speaking, when they use videos in their personal branding?
That's another very good question. When it comes to the speaker showreels, I think the first common mistake is that they try to create the showreel themselves when they don't have the right video skills. And again, you don't need a very professional videographer, you can just go to Fiverr or Upwork and find someone who can edit your video for, I don't know, $20-$30. It's all accessible. But it's I think it's important from a technical side that you do it in the right way. Because you know, if you go to YouTube and you gonna type in speaker showreel, you're gonna come across so many speaker showreels that are so unprofessional that not only they don't promote you as a speaker, but they actually discourage others to book you because you know it's just very amateur, and this is very often the first impression you're gonna make. This is usually when it comes to the event organizers, you know, this is the first video they're gonna see of you. So you can only make that first impression once. And the other very important mistake, and this one also goes for other videos in personal branding and not only personal branding, is, you know, some speaker showreels that I've seen, they were like 6-7 minutes long. Well, the people, the decision makers, they don't have that time. You know, they actually they only gonna watch like 20 or 30 seconds, and they know enough. You know, if your video is not very exciting, if you are not exciting on stage as well, they're not going to watch the full 2-3 minutes. So think about the attention span. You know, those people are very busy and they are very fast in making decisions. So if the first 10 or 20 seconds of your speaker showreel is not very attractive, or if there is a logo in the first 10 seconds, well, nobody is interested in that. You know, so try to look at it from the other perspective and make it practical for them, because it's gonna make their decision in booking you much easier.
I guess the first seconds are very important, because people, if they don't see something interesting, they may just leave. What should we actually put in the first 10 seconds, or what's the first important portion of the showreel?
Good question. There are a couple of ways. But I always call the first few seconds a teaser, something that even though you know that you're going to watch a showreel of a specific speaker, you still want to have their curiosity. You know, you want to excite them. You know, so the first seconds could be, for instance, a very dynamic montage of different shots that you're going to see back in the rest of the video. You know, it can be some kind of emotional part. For instance, you can start with the end of the video. You can start with the audience applauding, like standing ovation, you know, and get anything that will get their attention. You can start with a question that we usually see in sales videos, etc. So there are many ways, but the answer you have to ask, the question you have to answer to yourself, the question you have to answer to yourself is, okay, what will give you the foot in the door? You know, what will make, what will be so exciting and interesting and relevant that they're not only going to watch the first 10 seconds, but they're also going to watch the full 2 or 3 minutes. So it's like, it's like thinking back, like reverse back engineering.
Basically, the goal of the first 10 seconds or 20 seconds is to make them watch the rest of the video.
Absolutely.
Edmund, tell us a little about your services. I mean, how can you help people who have a budget maybe, and they want to work on their branding and they want to use videos more?
So when it comes to my services, you mean, right?
Yes.
So I help my clients with a couple of things. All of them are usually video based. So when I meet with a client, I really take time, usually a couple of hours, to see, okay, where are they in the business and what do they want to achieve? And then I look at what kind of videos or what kind of video marketing strategy mm-hmm. will help them to get there. And my focus is usually to make it as practical and as cost effective as possible. Because if they're gonna save, for instance, 100 euros on video, they can use it in video ads on Facebook, you know, the same money. So for me, I want to make them, I like to help my clients to be independent. So for instance, advise them which camera they need if they want to shoot their own videos, which lights, how they can build their own studio, and also what kind of habits, what kind of process they need to build in order to have a good video marketing strategy. Because at the end of the day, it's all about consistency. You know, when you go to a YouTube channel of an expert, you look how consistent is that expert. You know, if are the last videos like 6 months ago or 12 months ago, or is he or she posting every week? You know, that's why, for instance, Gary Vee is such an amazing, you know, entrepreneur when it comes to personal branding, because he's posting video content all the time. And from that video content, he also extracts the audio and text and makes it even more practical for other people who don't have time or for watching video. You know, so when it comes to my services, I film the seminars of my clients, I film their video courses, I edit their speaker shows, but very often I also travel to their clients to film the testimonials. So the clients of my clients who recommend them, because if there is like, you know, if you would ask me like, what is the single most like valuable video that you can do without budget, then for sure I will say video testimonials and endorsements. So just film your clients, get a smartphone, film your clients and let them talk about the results that they got with you. You know, let them talk about how they feel working with you. Because, at the end of the day, it's not about what we say about ourselves, but it's about what others say about us. You know, if you have a seminar or a workshop or a masterclass, try to film your students as well. You know, ask them how they like the seminar, what did they learn, how they like the speaker. You know, did they get any, interesting context here? So I try to help my clients not only by filming and editing for them, but also making them independent and sustainable. So they can, you know, they can build the right habits and get much further than just by working with me.
Great. And how can people find out more about you?
I think the easiest, it's going to be hard because both my name and surname is a challenge.
Yeah, I'll use the link in the notes.
Thank you. So I think if people are like, if people would like to work with me, they can go to my website, which is edmundpunov.com. And then they can see, I don't have too much content on it because that's also something that that I will be putting out more, you know, when
but
it comes
you have
to
the
content,
portfolio.
I do have the portfolio. So they can see my work and if it's something that that they like, if it's something that interests them, then they are very welcome to contact me. Mm-hmm.
Edmund, thanks a lot for having the opportunity to talk to you and to learn more about personal branding and especially about Showreel. Once again, mm-hmm. thanks a lot.
Merci mult. Thank you so much for you. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I also would like to wish you a lot of success on your international podcast because from my side, I really enjoyed this experience and I think that. You are a very good host. So a lot of luck.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.